This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. For the third time in 2 months, the Bush administration is calling on Americans to be on alert for a possible new terrorist attack. The Director of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, says the alert is due in part to the convergence in the next few weeks of the Ramadan, Christmas, and Hanukkah holidays. Another growing concern that Osama bin Laden and his associates may be trying to develop a crude radiological bomb. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jolton reports.
It's not easy to make a nuclear weapon. U.S. officials say they doubt Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda associates have access to the necessary materials and expertise. But there is a poor man's version, the so-called dirty bomb, combining conventional explosives with radiological material. Its detonation could cause many casualties and contaminate a broad area with radioactive materials. The Washington Post reported today that U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded that al-Qaeda may have made greater strides than previously thought toward the manufacture of a dirty nuke. The newspaper cites intelligence reports of a meeting within the last year when a bin Laden associate held up a canister saying it contained radioactive material and showed the network's progress in making a radiological bomb. A senior intelligence official says there are indeed reports of such a meeting. They are not new. A defense official says he heard that report before September 11th. In fact, U.S. officials have known for years that Osama bin Laden and his associates would like to build a radiological bomb. Daniel Benjamin followed terrorism for the National Security Council under President Clinton. He cites a former bin Laden associate, Jamal Ahmed Fadl, who testified earlier this year about his own efforts to buy nuclear materials on behalf of the al-Qaeda network.
We don't know precisely what happened with that effort because Fadl himself dropped out of the negotiations before they came to a conclusion. But it is clear that he was sent to inspect and have discussions about a cylinder that I believe was 2 or 3 feet high with South African markings that was meant to contain some kind of nuclear material.
The senior intelligence official says concern about al-Qaeda interest in radiological weapons has grown in recent weeks. U.S. forces in Afghanistan, he says, have found crude diagrams describing how such weapons work, along with factual information from textbooks and even off the internet. You keep finding evidence that they were interested in this stuff, the official says, so you ask yourself, do they have it? At the Pentagon today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says there is intelligence information reflecting al-Qaeda's interest in weapons of mass destruction, though he would not say what the evidence from Afghanistan has indicated.
We are working our way through those sites and have not completed the task. Most at this stage are accessible to us, and some are not yet. And what it takes time to analyze that kind of information, and I don't have anything to announce.
Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge said today that concerns about the possibility of bin Laden developing a radiological weapon were not a factor behind his redeclaration of a terrorism alert. In an interview last month with a Pakistani journalist, Osama bin Laden said his movement has nuclear as well as chemical weapons and is prepared to use them, but U.S. officials say they have not yet seen any evidence that bin Laden and his associates really have developed a radiological weapon or are even capable of it, only that they are interested in such a bomb. Terrorism expert Daniel Benjamin is also skeptical.
My own sense is that if al-Qaeda had a weapon of that kind, it would have used it already, because I think that they are eager to make the most casualties possible, and they would have done so if they had the opportunity.
There's no question a dirty nuke could cause many casualties. U.S. officials say such a weapon would have an even more devastating psychological impact. Tom Jolton, NPR News, the Pentagon.